Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and the first movie is Insidious. After they move into a new house, a little boy hits his head and falls into a coma. Come to find out, though, that he's actually being held by bad spirits on the other side, and it's gonna take a whole lot more than moving him out of the house to save him.
He's not in a coma. I don't know what to call it. I went into Dalton's room. There was something in there with him.
It's not the house that's haunted. It's your son.
So I do have to say, I am a big fan of those Ghost Hunter TV shows, but they're, you know, pretty tame. It's not like you expect an evil guy with a red face and claws to jump out at you, but in this movie, you sure do. This movie is a whole lot more freakish. There's a creepy story with lots of jumping out of your seat stuff and what's around the corner kind of moments, but thank goodness it's PG-13. So it just has enough of those cheesy moments to keep you from really believing and needing prolonged therapy, which meant I avoided the whole crawling under my seat and screaming at the top of my lungs thing. A good thing, because that would have been kind of embarrassing. For you guys out there, this is the perfect date movie for you. Not so scary you have to act like it doesn't bother you, but just scary enough to keep your date pretty close. On our movie night traffic light, Insidious is a yellow light. Now into a movie freakish in its own way, it's Source Code, starring Jake Gyllenhaal. He's a soldier on a special mission to go back in time and relive the last 8 minutes of someone's life so he can save Chicago from getting bombed. But this kind of thing can get pretty complicated, and not everything goes according to plan.
Welcome back, Evan.
I was unable to find the bomber.
We've been informed there'll be another attack in 6 hours. If you find the bomber, the next attack can be prevented. As always, you will have 8 minutes.
It's the same train, but it's different. I want to go back in. I'm going to save her.
You can't. Doesn't work that way.
So, I must admit, the whole time continuum, alternate reality, multiple dimensions thing totally confuses me. Now, I get that it would be really cool to go back in time and make a right turn instead of a left, and then I'd be a millionaire or something. And I do know they pulled it off when they did it in Star Trek, but how it works just baffles me. Now, none of that actually matters in this movie, though, because they make it work just fine. It's a mystery with suspense, action, twists, and turns, all in a good way. Jake Gyllenhaal, he doesn't know what's gonna happen, and neither do you until he figures it out, which, by the way, might not be exactly as you expect. I am tempted, though, to go see this movie again, you know, just to make sure I caught everything, but I am a little worried it might have a different ending, which would mean that my reality is a different reality than my real reality or something. So in our movie night traffic light, Source Code is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.